Ari he a Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay, so now we're going through Prameya, the objects of knowledge. Okay, and so we've done doubt, aim and example, so not doctrine. Right? No? Siddhanta means doctrine. It is a self-evident postulate that is accepted as the undisputed truth and that serves as the foundation for the entire theory of a particular system of philosophy. This accepted truth might be derived either from direct experience or from reasoning and logic. For example, it is the doctrine of Nyaya philosophy that there is a God, Nimitta Karana, who is the operative cause of the universe and who organizes and regulates the atoms. Right, so that'll be the very basis. When you start with that, then from there, then you can move forward. Now, and here is that we see is that the that he'll have a lot of elements that will be on the mundane platform. But unfortunately, that's not enough. We are trying to get to the transcendental platform. So then that means the Siddhanta should be situated within transcendence. So we see Lord Chaitanya's doctrine. That is the basis. The basis then is that you're dealing with Godhead, with the nature of the living entities and the relationship with the material world, the process of devotional service, and the goal of love of God. So all the foundations or all the doctrines, aspects of that are all transcendental. While here, it'll all be based on logic, though he does have a God, Nimitta Karana, the operative cause of the universe, and who organizes and regulates the atoms. Right? But why that's there, this, that, we'll have to see if he gives anything. Constituents of inference. The term avyaya literally means constituents or parts. And in this context, it refers to the constituents of inference. This is an important topic in Nyaya philosophy because Nyaya strongly emphasizes describing the minute complexities of the pramanas, the sources or methods of receiving correct knowledge. Among these methods, inference is the most important source of correct knowledge, and Nyaya therefore provides a technical method to test the validity of inference. If an inference contains five necessary constituents, then it can give correct knowledge. These five requisite components of inference are pratigya, statements, hetu, reason, udaharana, example, upanaya, universal proposition, and nigamana, conclusion. These are discussed later in this chapter in the section on inference. Right. So in other words, how you're going to base all these things, then you have to do, what is your examples, what is all these different, you have all these parts. So this is the panchanga nyaya. So here he's given this as the part of inference. Though for us, that's just the basis of how we work with, knowledge.